Hey, listener, name ever feel like you're living in a digital spy thriller? Because this deep dive might just convince you. We're unpacking that article you sent about Salt Typhoon, a group of hackers, potentially backed by China, who breached some seriously major US internet providers.
I know.
You know, just your everyday casual internet traffic espionage.
What's wild is how this wasn't some smash and grab job. Reports suggest they were in these systems, belonging to companies like
Page companies.
AT&T, Verizon, Lumen Giants, in the field for months.
Oh, wow.
It's like finding out someone's been subtly siphoning off your savings a little at a time, except it's data and it could be for millions of people.
Okay, so we're talking big numbers, but before I spiral into thinking someone's read all my emails,
Sure.
how did they even pull this off? It's not like hacking into the government is as easy as guessing your grandma's password, right?
That's where it gets really interesting. Remember that other article you mentioned about zero-day vulnerabilities? It seems Salt Typhoon exploited one of these. Imagine a fortress thought to be impenetrable. But there's a hidden passage no one knows about, not even the builders. That's essentially what a zero-day vulnerability is, a flaw in the system completely unknown until someone exploits it.
So in this case, the fortress is the internet provider's network security, and the secret passage was wide open.
Pretty much. And that makes it incredibly difficult to defend against. These ISPs, they're not exactly slacking on security, which tells you how sophisticated this Salt Typhoon group might actually be.
I have to ask the obvious question. Why target internet providers specifically? If you're after sensitive data, wouldn't you go straight to the source, like government agencies or something?
That's the clever part. By hitting the ISPs, you're essentially tapping into the main artery of the internet. It allows for widespread surveillance, potentially intercepting data from millions of users, including government officials, businesses, you name it. Remember, everything you do online flows through your internet provider.
It's like that saying, if you want to keep a secret, don't tell anyone. Except in this case, it's more like, if you want to keep your data private, don't use the internet, which, let's be real, isn't really an option these days.
And that's the heart of the issue, isn't it? We're increasingly reliant on the internet for everything. Communication work, banking, even just keeping in touch with loved ones. That reliance creates vulnerabilities that can be exploited.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy when you think about it. It's like those lawful intercepts we hear about where law enforcement can tap into phone lines to catch criminals, only this is potentially way more widespread.
This actually brings up a chilling thought. Remember how ISPs play a key role in those lawful intercepts? Well, if Salt Typhoon had access to their networks, they might have been able to tap into those systems too. Imagine the implications for journalists, activists, anyone whose work relies on secure communication.
Wow, that's a whole other level of unsettling. It makes those internet backdoors some governments want even scarier, doesn't it? The ones they say will help catch terrorists and criminals.
This hack is a stark reminder of a crucial point. There's no such thing as a backdoor that only the good guys can use. It's like carving a hole in your fence for your friends, but forgetting to tell them when someone else might be listening in. And in this case, that someone else could be a foreign government.
This really drives home that quote from the Signal president, Meredith Whitaker. There's no way to build a backdoor that only the good guys can use. It's all well and good to say we need these backdoors for security, but who's to say they won't be exploited for something far more sinister?
And that's the dilemma, isn't it? We want security, but at what cost to our privacy? And who gets to decide where that line is drawn? These aren't easy questions to answer, but they're questions we all need to be asking ourselves.
I don't know about you, listener name. But this whole thing has me looking at my internet connection a little differently. It's like we invite this incredible tool into our homes, share our lives through it, and yet we rarely stop to think about the potential risks involved.
It's like building a house on a foundation. You haven't fully inspected. You trust that it's solid, but there's always that lingering doubt, especially when you hear stories like this about hidden vulnerabilities.
So where does that leave us? I mean, what can we actually do to protect ourselves? It feels like we're at the mercy of these large entities and their security protocols.
It's not entirely hopeless. Remember those practical tips from the article? Things like using a VPN to encrypt your internet traffic. Think of it like sending your data through a secret tunnel and using strong, unique passwords with two-factor authentication, which adds an extra layer of security.
Those little digital padlocks we always mean to set up but never get around to.
They may seem like small things, but they can make a big difference. It's about being mindful of your digital footprint and taking those extra steps to protect yourself.
It's like that old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
But this whole situation really makes you wonder, what does the future hold? Are we destined to live in a world where we're constantly looking over our shoulders in the digital world?
It's a question that keeps a lot of people up at night.
Yeah.
How do we balance the incredible potential of the internet with the very real threats it poses? It's a conversation that needs to happen at all levels, from governments and tech giants down to everyday users like us.
Well, listener Name, this deep dive certainly gave us a lot to think about. It's a stark reminder that in our increasingly interconnected world, security and privacy are not just abstract concepts, but crucial elements of our digital lives. So stay vigilant, stay informed, and maybe double check those passwords just in case.